Hi, let's talk about your organic reach on Facebook. Why has it been going down? Why is it going to get worse? And what can you do to increase your Facebook organic reach? So if you promote your business on Facebook at all, I hope you'll join me in the next half hour or so we can talk about this issue. Before we move on to the main content, let's go over some housekeeping stuff to make sure that this is the best experience for you. Okay, first of all, switch your audio on. So there is a button maybe underneath this video to turn on your audio. So Facebook's default is to have that audio off. So make sure you switch it on so you can hear me. Second thing, grab a pen and paper so you can take notes. And finally, can we make a deal? If you find this presentation interesting or useful, please share it with somebody, another marketer, another business owner who might get some use out of it as well. And you can actually do that right now. There is a share link or button underneath this video. So you can share it right now. So some of the things that I'll be answering in this presentation are, first of all, why is Facebook clamping down on content from brands? Should you pay more to get more exposure and engagement on Facebook? What is the mindset shift that we all need to make as we're marketing our businesses on Facebook? What does Facebook want from us anyway? And yeah, so if you're new here, I'm Lexi Rodrigo. I'm a digital content manager, blog editor, and copywriter. And I'm a tech geek, so I look into all these things all the time, and I'm just happy to share them with other marketers like you. So let's get started. Why is Facebook organic reach down, and why do we say, or I say, that it's about to get worse? Well, first of all, this is nothing new. This has been happening for years. And I remember when this first started happening, like a lot of businesses that have Facebook pages, fan pages, they used to be called, started noticing that their organic reach was going down, meaning they would publish posts, but very few of their followers would actually see those posts unless they paid to boost or advertise. And I know that a lot of business owners and marketers, like, we tend to get annoyed with this. Like, I remember some people were, you know, were mad at Facebook, and they were saying, we worked so hard to build this audience. Now, why don't you let us reach this audience that we have worked so hard to build? Well, I have a theory about that. So I will talk about that later on. So first thing to remember is that this is not new. This has been happening for years. And secondly, all Facebook pages are affected. So it's not just the pages of small businesses or pages that have just a few hundred or a few thousand followers, but even large pages are affected. And why do I say this? I saw a presentation from Mike Stelzner of Social Media World, Social Media Examiner, and he said that their Facebook page, the fans or followers, the number of fans and followers of their Facebook page has been increasing, and yet their reach has been decreasing. So more people are following their page, but fewer people are actually seeing the content that they're publishing on their page. So even large pages like Social Media Examiner's page are affected. And so why do I say that this will get worse? And it's because of something that Mark Zuckerberg posted on January 11 this year, 2018, where he said, you'll see, like he actually said, you'll see less public content from less public content like posts from businesses, brands, and media. And this is the reason why I say that things are actually going to get worse, if not, maybe they've already gotten worse. Okay. But so why is Facebook doing this? He actually explains in the same post. So let's take a look at that. So he says one of our big focus areas for 2018 is making sure the time we all spend on Facebook is time well spent. I'm wondering, have you read this post by Mark Zuckerberg? Type yes in the comments if you have. And by the way, with the app I'm using, I can't see who's watching right now unless you post the comments. So feel free to say hi so I know who's watching. So he says that we've gotten feedback from our community that public content, posts from businesses, brands, and media is crowding out the personal moments that lead us to connect more with each other. Okay? And he says newsfeed has shifted away from the most important thing Facebook can do, which is to help people connect with each other. And so they feel that Facebook is no longer contributing to the well-being of its users because the users tend to be passively reading articles or watching videos, even if they're entertaining or informative. But this is not actually the best for Facebook users. And so they're making a major change. And he says they want to be focusing on helping you find relevant content and helping you have more meaningful social interactions. And so it says the first changes you'll see will be in newsfeed, where you can expect to see more from your friends, family, and groups, and less from businesses, brands, and media. So he says that Facebook is doing this because they're looking out for the well-being of the users. And so they want Facebook to continue to be a platform for personal connections, social interactions to take place, and not just for people to passively consume content. Now, my theory is that they're doing this because Facebook doesn't want its users to leave. Now, if you and I, business owners, marketers, are crowding the news feeds with ads, even you are not going to enjoy that experience, correct? And I'm talking about you as a user of Facebook, not as someone marketing on Facebook. If everything that we see on Facebook are pitches and ads, then we won't enjoy the experience anymore and we will leave. And this is not in the best interest of Facebook, of course, because the strength of Facebook is exactly the fact that it has 2 billion active users. And this is also, if you think about it, this is also in our best interest. Because if there's a mass migration of people away from Facebook, then there goes our opportunity to reach these audiences, right? And then what would happen? Then Facebook will become a ghost town. It will become the MySpace of this day and age. And then we would have to follow people again, whichever platform they've moved to, and we would have to start over with our efforts to build our audience and connect with them and so on. And so if you think of it this way, what Facebook is doing is actually good not only for the users, but also for you and me, for businesses and brands that are promoting their products and services on Facebook. Okay, so, all right, given that, now let's talk about what can we do? Okay, what can we do given the situation where Facebook is now going to show less and less of the content that we're publishing as a business or as a brand. Okay. First of all, stop whining and change your mindset. So what do I mean by this? Well, we're all in business, right? And business is all about being resourceful and being flexible, being able to adjust to whatever changes come in the environment. And absolutely, changes will always be there. So it's not useful for us to whine or complain about it. So instead, we need to change our mindset in terms of how we promote our businesses on Facebook. In the same statement, Mark Zuckerberg said, the public content you see more will be held to the same standard. It should encourage meaningful interactions between people. So this now needs to be the standard that we have for ourselves when we're publishing content on Facebook. Meaning, are we just pushing and pushing content on people, or are we sharing the kind of content that will stimulate those meaningful interactions? Because that's what Facebook is looking for. That's what Facebook wants. And so our mindset should be, how can I encourage more interaction between people, or between people and myself, my brand, and also between and among users? And I have a few ideas about how we can do that, which will come later on. So I just want to see, okay, if we have any comments. By the way, if you have any questions at any time during this presentation, feel free to type it in the comments, because I will get to them later on. And even if you're watching the recording, I do go back to the recording and respond to all questions and comments. All right. So what is the second thing that we can do as businesses and brands? The second thing is to pay to play. And I'm not just talking about paying in terms of money. We, you know, as business owners and marketers, we're always paying anyway. And we pay either in the form of time or money. Now, I think we've gotten spoiled because of the internet and social media platforms, and we've gotten brainwashed or probably misinformed by a lot of internet marketing gurus who promise that the internet and or online marketing is the way to promote your business in a way that's almost free, or actually free. And while it's true that there are a lot of free tools out there, this is a business, and there is a cost of doing business. So again, this is not a reason for us to complain. And absolutely, if you have the budget for it, then you can test, experiment with Facebook advertising. It's still the cheapest advertising, one of the cheapest, that you can find anywhere. For example, I tested advertising a video recording of mine, and I ended up paying 0.8 cents, not 8 cents, but 0.8 cents. So that's less than 1 cent per view of my video. So I don't know where else you can find advertising rates like that. And not only are they inexpensive, but you can be super targeted as well. You can target specific age groups, specific people of a specific gender, people with very specific interests, people that come from certain geographical areas. So even if you had the budget, for example, that you could afford to have a TV spot airing during the Super Bowl, this is still a better deal, because in the Super Bowl, sure, you get exposure to millions. I don't know how many watch a Super Bowl, tens of millions of people, but that's everybody. And how many of that mass actually belong to your ideal client, ideal target? Probably not a large percentage, depending on what product you have. But on Facebook, if you were to pay for advertising, you can be ultra targeted, which means you're likely to get better results. Or you can pay in the form of time. And it has to be one or the other, or even both. And if you say, I don't have time, I don't have money, then you need to be doing something else so that you can have one or the other, because you can't run a business without one or the other or both. Do you agree or disagree? And what are you willing to invest in more? Are you willing to invest more in time, or are you willing to invest more in money, or are you willing to invest both to reach this massive audience on Facebook and get your slice of this gigantic pie? So let me know. Post a comment. Okay. Okay. So I just want to say hi to Susan Poole. I had to take a quick look at my screen here. Okay. Susan, thank you for your question. I will go back to that later on. Okay, the third thing that we can do, and now I'm going into the specific things that we can do in order to encourage meaningful interactions between people. And the first thing that we can do is Facebook groups. Again, if we go back to the statement of Mark Zuckerberg, and by the way, I will post a link to that post in the video description later on. He says that the first changes you'll see will be in newsfeed, where you can expect to see more from your friends, family, and groups. So Facebook is actually promoting groups and giving a lot of support to community managers exactly because they want to create more interactions. So tell me, have you created your own Facebook group yet? Yes or no? And if you have your own Facebook group, feel free to share the name of that group in the comments. So Facebook is supporting groups because groups are supposedly the communities that are forming around a common interest. So if you are, by the way, you can create a group from your Facebook page or as your Facebook page and be admin to that group, and you can post in your group, your own group, as your page. Okay. So that's one way. And also, as you can see, if you have a group, then the content that you publish in your group will get more exposure because Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg himself said that they will be displaying more content from groups on people's news feeds. And I've seen this myself where I see notifications when group admins post something new in the group or when other group members post something or comment on something in the group. So this is not just my news feed that I'm talking about, but the notifications part of Facebook, which is very attention getting, you have to admit, right? Okay. And aside from creating your own Facebook group or groups, you can and absolutely should be joining other Facebook groups that are, you know, not just for your personal interest, absolutely join groups that appeal to you for personal reasons, but also for business reasons. So join groups where your target market is. Okay? And by the way, next week I will be interviewing somebody who has successfully created and grown and engaged her own Facebook group. So I hope you'll join me again on Wednesday next week. So number four, the other thing that we can do to get more interaction and therefore exposure on Facebook is to connect via Facebook Messenger. So I don't know if you've noticed, but Facebook Messenger is actually separate from Facebook, the social media platform. And by this I mean, for example, on your phone, there is a Facebook app and there's also a Messenger app, a Facebook Messenger app. And at one point, I had to install the Messenger app separately. And I read that some people have the Facebook Messenger app, but not the Facebook app. So you know what I mean? They're using Facebook Messenger, but they're not using Facebook itself. So that's interesting, right? And when you interact with somebody on Messenger, that is the most intimate social interaction that you can have with somebody on Facebook. So this is like the best interaction Facebook is looking for. Now, I put in parentheses, bots. Am I talking about chat bots? Well, not necessarily. You can do a lot of things without automating the interaction with chat bots. And again, this is especially if you do have a lot of time that you're willing to pay, right? Like if you can spend 1 hour, 2 hours just reaching out to people through Messenger, then you could see results. And I am not talking, by the way, about spamming your friends and family and other connections on Facebook with Messenger. There's a whole like different discipline and process to it, which is, you know, it's a whole nother topic for a different live presentation. And I'm going to see if I can find an expert on that I can interview so we can find out the right way to do this. But you absolutely can, and where appropriate, should be reaching out to people one-on-one on Facebook Messenger. And, you know, when it comes to the point where you're having to interact with one-on-one with, you know, dozens of people a day, then it makes sense to start automating and using a chatbot. Okay, now the point of the chatbot is not to completely automate your relationship, okay, but to facilitate so that the things that can easily be done, for example, if I said, okay, I have this free report. If you want it, type report in the comments. Now, if there's just like a handful of you that's going to do that, then I can easily do that manually, right? But if, let's say, my video becomes so popular that I have hundreds of people typing report in the comments, then it becomes inefficient for me to do that manually. Then I can use a chatbot to do it, which means that you will also receive the report that you wanted more quickly. So you see the difference where it's facilitating. It's not that I'm using the chatbot because I don't want to talk to my people. No. Okay. So that's the number four thing that we can do to increase our organic reach on Facebook. And number five is go live. Use Facebook Live, which is what I'm using now. And I know I'm probably starting to sound like a broken record because I think every Wednesday when I go live, I say this, go live, use Facebook Live. And even the people that I work with, my clients, I keep telling them, go live on Facebook. And why do I say this? Because it is the fastest and easiest way to use video, which we know is more engaging, more interesting for people, like more people consume video than plain text. And because it's live, you don't have to write a script, and then afterwards you don't have to do any editing. You're up there, so it's really fast. Not necessarily easy, though, depending on how much experience you have with being in front of the camera. But still, you can always learn, right? And so another reason is, again, Mark Zuckerberg said, we've seen people interact way more around live videos than regular ones. So, you know, the regular ones that he's referring to is a pre-recorded video that you upload on Facebook. And Facebook is seeing that, oh, people actually like to interact when the video is happening live. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Facebook also really pushes live videos to users. For example, I see it on my notification. I see a notification when somebody is live, and it stays in the notifications for as long as that person is live. But more than that, it's in my notification even after the person was live. I see a notification that so-and-so was live, and I've seen that even 3 hours later. And I couldn't keep monitoring because I had to go to bed the other night. So I didn't know exactly how long Facebook was going to keep notifying me about that person's live video. But, you know, Facebook is going to promote your live video. So why not take advantage of it? It's free. It's so easy. All you need is your smartphone if you don't have anything else. I prefer to use my laptop and a webcam. And I have this, you know, set up, semi-professional, I call it, and I have my light, but that is not necessary if you want to get started with Facebook Live. And by the way, if you do want to get started with Facebook Live, or you're already doing Facebook Live, and you want to make sure that you're better prepared, that the quality of your live videos are good, and that you get better results from your Facebook live streams, I do have a checklist for you that's free. So you can go to alexisrodrigo.com/checklist to get the download, or you can type in the comments checklist and I will send it to you on Facebook Messenger. Okay? Right. So did I make a mistake with my numbering? Yes. This is actually number 5. So to recap, why is Facebook clamping down on content from brands? Facebook wants to keep its users happy and not inundate them with ads, and this is why our organic reach is going down. And also, Facebook is doing this to keep users happy so that they don't leave Facebook. And this is why this is actually good for you and me, ultimately. And what else did I say that we need to... Okay, so then the 5 things that we can do. First of all, stop whining and change your mindset from pushing content to encouraging interactions between people. Second, just accept the fact that we all need to pay to play, and we pay either in the form of time or money or both. The third thing is to use Facebook groups. Create your own group or groups. I know marketers have several groups. And join groups. And don't just join, but interact. Okay? Number 4 is use Facebook Messenger to engage in the ultimate social interaction you can do on Facebook, which is chatting one-on-one with another user or other users. And when the volume of these interactions warrants it, then absolutely explore chatbots. And the 5th thing that you can do is to do Facebook live streams. Okay, questions? Let's look at the chat. I don't know if you noticed, but my graphics are so red in celebration of Valentine's Day, which I don't normally celebrate. Okay, Susan Poole is asking, what do you mean by time? Okay, in the example that I gave about using Facebook Messenger, so I can pay through my time by manually interacting, messaging people. For example, everybody who commented on this video and said checklist, I can manually message you and send you the link to that checklist later on. Or pay by money is use a chat bot, pay for that software, and or pay to advertise on Facebook. Okay, does that answer your question, Susan? And also paying by time, meaning if you were to create a Facebook group, you can grow your membership organically, you know, by approaching people again, telling everyone you know about it, when you're in live events, and then you promote your group, and so on, right? Or you can advertise your group on Facebook and have Facebook promote your group to other users and grow that way. Okay. Hi, Lynn. I just want to say hi to Lynn. Yes, I will send you the checklist. And yes, this the replay, that's a beauty of Facebook Live, if you haven't been doing it, is as soon as you're done with your Facebook Live, well, a few minutes later, it's going to be up there on your page or on your profile or in your group. Okay, it's going to be up there. The recording is going to be up there for people to see. And in fact, the majority of the views on your Facebook Live will come after. Okay? Because not everyone is available or on Facebook at the time that you're going live. Yes, so Lynn, thank you for posting your question. And I hope that you will watch the replay because we covered a lot of things from the beginning of this presentation. Okay, so again, a reminder, if you want the Facebook Live checklist, you can go to alexisrodrigo.com/checklist, or you can type checklist in the comments below. Now, what is the checklist? In the checklist, I cover what to do, let's say 24 hours before you go live, 30, 15 minutes before you go live. And these are the steps that I myself follow to make sure that I am well prepared with my content, but also my setup is prepared so that technically everything goes smoothly, right? And one time I skipped one item in my checklist because I didn't have the checklist yet. I didn't write it down and I forgot one thing, and there was something happened technically that I ended up with just like a standard definition recording of my video, which was not ideal because I repurpose my Facebook Live videos. And I also cover the steps that you need to take after your Facebook Live to get even more views and more results from your live presentations. So whether you're watching this live or you're watching the recording of this video, I do encourage you to go and get your free copy of this checklist. So I will have a link, as I mentioned, to Mark Zuckerberg's January 11 statement. I will be adding that in the comments to the recording of this video, as well as the description of this video, so you can go and read and go over it yourself and let me know if you agree with my understanding and my analysis of what Facebook wants from us and how we can improve our organic reach on Facebook. So I normally do not celebrate Valentine's Day, but just for fun, here's a little Valentine's Day gift for you. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you who will be watching it today, Valentine's Day 2018. Thank you very much for your time and your attention. I do hope that this was useful and helpful. And if you would like to share your ahas, whatever ahas, whatever insights, whatever action steps you are motivated to take as a result of watching this presentation, please share it in the comments, because I will find that very encouraging to know that this has been helpful to you. And also because you'll be helping others, because other people who will be watching this video will see your comments. So by posting your aha or ahas in the comments, then you'll be helping other business owners and marketers as well, right? Well, that's all that I have for you today. Thank you again for watching, and stick around. I mean, come back next week, Wednesday, 11 a.m. I will be talking about Facebook groups, and I will be interviewing somebody who has successfully created and grown and, you know, encouraged interactions within her Facebook group. I hope you can join me then. Same time, same channel. See you around. Bye.